A 2010 Washington University study says kids with college savings accounts are 7 times more likely to go to college than kids without them. Woody Widrow with the Raise Texas organization explains what families on a tight budget can do to carve out room to save. Woody Widrow, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
For families who may actually be budgeted paycheck to paycheck, how do they find room in that budget to even begin saving for college?
Well, I think they should just ignore the amount. Just start with a little bit. It could be change around the house or anything. But initially, it's every month. Just trying to put aside a small amount, especially for people who just live paycheck to paycheck.
Is there a magic percentage of income you should try and save, or is just a flat contribution enough to get you started?
What research has shown is that as little as $500 in a savings account, you're 3 times more likely to go to college and 4 times more likely to succeed. So what we've been trying to do is get to the magic number of at least $500.
What's your best advice for families getting started late who may have kids in junior high or even high school right now?
Well, it's never too late to get started. It's more of a sense of changing an attitude and perception. So if somebody's in sixth grade or they're in middle school or in high school, it's getting the ball rolling and starting to get a little savings. And then you can start looking at other types of ways to get grants and scholarships. When we talk about college, beyond the flagship four-year universities, we're talking about post-high school degrees and certifications. So there's a lot of good degrees that you can get at a community college after going for 2 years, or trade schools and get certification and wind up in a good-paying job. This is not to discourage people from going to four-year colleges, but to understand that there are some other options that is much more affordable that leads to good-paying jobs.
What's the best plan of action for lower-income parents in terms of where they should put that savings?
There are some traditional types of saving for post-secondary. There's a thing called the 529 program, which is basically a federal program that's designed to save mostly for college or trade schools or community college. Texas has a Texas 529. There's another thing called the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. And there are websites that help you, if you decide to go that way, to start deciding on which program it is. For people who know about retirement programs, there's the Roth IRA. You don't have penalties if that money goes for post-secondary education. And then, you know, a lot of low-income people who have never saved or are a little skirmish about putting it into these types of products that may have restrictions or it's hard for them to access, just start by opening up a savings account. And then as you build up and get to maybe 200, 300, whatever, you could then transfer that money into a specific college savings account.
Are there any creative ways to put money aside?
For people who need motivation, there are a lot more social media or other types of software systems that remind you when to put money in. They could send text messages. There are apps that's called like Rounding Your Money Up, that if you had money in a checking account and a bill came and it was for $12.44, you pay $13 and that 56 cents goes into a savings account. A number of nonprofits have financial coaches, which sort of are like cheerleaders and help you reach the goals that you want to, because everybody is going to have an unanticipated financial situation, whether it's a loss of job, an unexpected expense. And so you almost need somebody with you to cheer you on and to help you figure out how to weather the crisis and continue going. All of these situations are helping you reach the goal that you say you want to do and making it more likely that you can be successful.
Woody Widrow, Executive Director of the Raise Texas organization, thanks so much.
Thank you.